home is where my heart is still beating, and I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving, but now I'm a thousand miles away again, and she feels like Caroline.
The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
Hi, this is Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine. And today our guest is the lead singer of a band that knows how to sell some records and downloads. I'm telling you, platinum-selling Parmalee is one of the only three groups since 2001 to earn three top 10 singles from their debut country album, which I know a lot of you wore out. It was Carolina. It was a multi-week number one hit on country radio, and it's now certified platinum in sales. That album is the single is the longest climbing single by a duo or group in the 24-year history of the Billboard Country Airplay chart. And the guy who sings that, who sings lead for the band, is Matt Thomas. Matt, welcome.
Hey, thank you. That was that sounded great.
You got a family band composed of you and your brother Scott and Barry Knox, yep, who plays bass, who's your cousin, and it looks like a long best friend of Josh McSwain. So that's a tight bunch.
Yeah, it is, man. It's been a family thing since we started playing guys, since we started the band, and we stuck together for quite a bit. We started a band in 2001, so. Same guys on stage every single night, still doing it. So we're definitely thankful that we're able to keep plugging along, you know.
Wow, man, that's a long time to be on the road too. I mean, I've got to ask you. I mean, I've got some real questions here, but my number one question is: we're recording this at about 8:15 in the morning. What is a touring musician doing up at this time of day?
Well, like I was telling you before, I'm talking to you, phoners.
do you usually get up? I'm sure you worked late last night, but do you usually get up this early?
Not unless we have something going on. I don't.
Yeah. That's good.
That's an honest response. Well, honestly, I mean, we're musicians. We stay up till 2 in the morning, and we get up at, you know, probably 10 or 11 every morning. But yeah. It's not, you know, trust me, I had jobs where I had to get up at 5:30. Every morning for years, so this is just a different job. So sometimes it falls to get up early, sometimes you can sleep in, sometimes you have to work late.
I've been there, and I'm there now, as a matter of fact. Well, tell me about the name of the band. I know that's got some significance. How did you come up with the name Parmalee?
Well, me, Scott, and Barry grew up Martin County, North Carolina, and Parmalee is a little small town there. We grew up about 3 miles from Parmalee. We had my dad's best friend owned the house and had a cement block building behind his house that we rented from him to rehearse in for like $50 a month. We pay rent and got there and rehearse in the town of Parmalee, population 276. So after looking for names for the band, we decided to name it after the town because there wasn't anything happening in Parmalee but us. every night we were practicing pretty much. And so we were like, well, let's just name the band after the town. Everybody's got that name. We had to actually had to change the spelling from the town's P-A-R-M-E-L-E, and we changed it to the spelling P-A-R-M-A-L-E-E so people could kind of try to pronounce somewhat correct. But people are starting to know it now, which is really cool. Yeah, know how to pronounce it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like Mayberry RFD almost, isn't it? I mean, it's a
yeah,
what
yeah.
I read is a gas station, two blinking yellow lights, and a small tin roof barn that you dub Studio B.
That's it. It's one blinking light, not two.
Oh, I'm sorry, one. Well, now you get close to my hometown, which is Brady, Texas, and it's a a highly metropolitan area as well. But I think we had a little bit more than one gas station, but not many more. Well, let's talk a little bit about your amazing career. Did you ever in your wildest dream think that Carolina was going to be that big a deal?
You know, we didn't. We knew that we knew when we got them. We wrote Carolina 2007, so you know we had a song quite a bit before we went to even got signed as, in Nashville. But we knew we'd kind of found our sound. Felt like we had something with the song that would kind of carry us, but we had no idea it would lead to all this. It was you always hope and dream for it, but you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, we had so many ups and downs, so many, you know, almost get a record deal. This about to happen. You know, just having behind that song was just amazing. So thankful.
Well, it's a stunner. I mean, you don't sell that many. You know, it's interesting how in preparing for this, I looked at your website and noticed that you guys are working every night of the week between now and at least the end of August. It looks like you're in some different town every night. And social media, you've got 288,000 people that follow you on Facebook. Has that whole social digital thing changed the way the music business works now?
Completely. I mean, it's completely changed from when we first started. You know, it's great. It's just, it's a whole other job. It's just as much, it's just as important as your merchandise. It's just as important as your imaging and all that stuff. It's just a part of it. It's a big chunk of being a performer and an artist. It's you got to keep up social media, and that's how people keep in touch with you now, you know? But it's great. Everybody's accessible. We're accessible to everybody. Everybody's accessible to us. So it's a whole different landscape now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you look at your Facebook page and all that stuff every day, or is somebody in charge of that, or how does that work?
Well, we have our record label has a social media team. Our management company has a social media team, and we are all in charge of posts as far as, you know. You see pictures and all that stuff. We're doing all that ourselves out here, and we usually stay on top of it. And the labels doing the contests and the calendars and, you know, things like that. That the tedious stuff they do, but we do all the actual posting and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems absolutely original stuff, and you know, pictures of cute babies, and you got all kinds of good stuff going on that on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
We're talking with Matt Thomas, lead singer of the group Parmalee. And, you know, Matt, they say you've got a lifetime for that first album, and you got about a week and a half for the second one. So you had a hit, a mega hit with Carolina. Now you've got a new single out called Roots.
Yeah, Roots. I mean, it's the song about how your roots, you know, all the things that make you who you are, the things that you know, the way you grew up on, the people that surround you, the all those things that make you who you are, is just your roots you can never outrun, and that's what the song's all about. It's kind of a reflection on life for somebody who's moved out of town. That you know, no matter where you are in life, no matter what town you're in, wherever you are, you're always going to have those things kind of be a part of you. And if you listen to the song, it's just line for line, it's just a reflection on that. And you know, for us, we moved from, you know, small town North Carolina, and now we're out here in Nashville, you know, which is a city for us. You know, it's a country city, but it's still a big change. And those little things that you remember growing up, they'll kind of pepper you through life. They kind of hit you here and there.
Still running 33s up underneath this truck, even though rush hour concrete's the only place I'm getting stuck. I ain't on the farm no more, but on a stretch of sunny days I still catch myself looking up at the sky and praying for a little rain. No, I can't outrun these roots, even if I wanted to, 'cause they run too strong, run too deep, cutting right through the heart of me. No, it don't matter where I plant these roots, I can't outrun these roots.
It took you, what? You just had so many singles of that other one that we've been waiting for a new album from you.
Yeah, I know. It's great to see the songs make their way up. But it's frustrating to have them take a year apiece to get up charts. And, you know, we always say slow and steady over no and steady. But, you know, the good thing is we've been working and writing on new material constantly. We never stop. So we're about to wrap up a new album. As a matter of fact, we've been in the studio this week's been in the studio nonstop. As soon as I get back to Nashville, we're going back in the studio to finish up. And we're excited. We got a lot of brand new songs that we've been playing at the shows. And, you know, Roots is kind of like a little sneak peek at the production and where we're going with things and the kind of stuff we're doing. So it's about time. I agree with you. We're excited. We're really excited about this record.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to watch the YouTube video of Roots last night, and man, it is a gut wrencher. Tell me about that song. Where did it come from, and what's the story behind it?
Roots is actually a song. One of my good friends is a co-writer on the song. He passed it along to one of my other good friends, and it's one of the songs. We're constantly getting songs pitched to us in Nashville. That's what Nashville is. You know, there's hundreds of people write songs every day, and you try to find something that speaks to you and that touches you and that represents you. And it's rare to find something like that for us as being a band. It's really hard. But one of my good buddies wrote it, and I listened to it one time, and I knew. I said, man, that every line in the song spoke to me. And, you know, it's just one of those rare finds. I knew from the moment I heard it that I needed to go sing on it. And, you know, it's just, I felt like it hit me pretty hard, and I felt like if it hit everybody else the way it did me, then we need to get the song out, you know?
Yeah. Now, where did you shoot that video? Was that shot at some farm near Nashville, or where did you shoot that?
Actually, it was in Pulaski, Tennessee, a couple hours south of Nashville. And the town square was actually, that was the town of Pulaski, and the little farmhouse was outside Pulaski. So the director, Peter Zaffadil, had it all lined up, man. We just rolled in, with the bus, and they had the set going, and he was like, here, do this, and I mean, it was great, and, you know.
Well, it's beautifully done, and it's going to be a monster record. I think it dropped on, second of May?
Yeah, May 2nd.
And when will the album that Roots will be included on, when will that be out?
We're looking for an early fall release. I mean, that's all they let us know. Typically in this world, they try to get the single as far up the charts as they possibly can before they release the album, you know, to have momentum. And for us, even though everything's ready to rock and roll, you kind of want the single to be doing good before you put the record out. So we'll see, you know, but we're playing a lot of new songs at the shows, and it's really exciting to have this thing. And I think it'll come sooner than we think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you told me a minute ago you were going through Harlan, Kentucky. I know that's important to you for the same reason it's important to me. That TV show.
Oh, man. Justified. I just took a little small tour of it. I got some pictures by the Justice Department and all that. I'm not sure if they shot. I don't know how much they shot here or if they even did. But, yeah, I got wrapped up in that show. It was great. Big fan of Timothy Olyphant, his movies and shows. So, yeah, I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, that's part of the fun of getting to travel a lot. You go to some of those towns that you've always heard about and never quite got to. Now, as we said in the beginning, you and your brother and your cousin and your best friend Josh all grew up in Parmalee, North Carolina, and this tells me that you probably are not at loss whenever you're out in the woods and water. Do you hunt and fish?
No. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, as much as we can. I'm Scott's more of the hunter and bear, and I like to fish. Josh likes to fish. I mean, yeah, we're outside whenever we can. We get outside. And, you know, I've never had a job. I think I might have had one job working at a bar back, and that was my only job I ever had that was actually a job, inside job. I worked outdoors my whole life.
Well, what kind of, now, do you fish around Nashville, or do you just fish? I mean, I know your publicist told me that you had fishing rods on the bus with you when you took them when you were on the road. So do you just fish when you see some water?
Yeah, man, we'll fish anywhere we can. You know, Google Maps is a great, Google Earth is a great indicator. And you just find anything or ask the local person or, you know, a lot of times when you're in these small towns or you're doing these kind of shows, you just ask somebody on the crew, say, who knows anything about fishing? What's the deal? And a lot of times everybody's eager to help. my cousin got a pond down here at the house. I want to go. I'll take you down there. You know, let me get him hooked up. You know, I mean.
Yeah, that's great.
Unfortunately, I just found out we were in Iowa, and I went to a park in Twin Falls, and I have this really bought this really nice bait casting telescopic bait casting rod and reel, and I was looking for it today, and I think somehow I left it in the park. I don't know what happened, but it's gone. And I got to get another one. But yeah, we have the whole rig set up in a drawer. Has all the telescopic rod and reels and little small bait. I mean, tackle boxes and stuff.
That's great. Well, you know, that's why they have Walmart, Matt. That's why they got Walmart. You got to or somewhere go to the local sporting goods store in Harlan, and I bet you they'll fix you up.
I'm sure. I'm going to ask somebody if I have time to do it. The only problem is we usually get here. My free time is between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., mm-hmm. and that's not a prime fishing time.
No, it is not. But, you know, they always say anytime you get out there is prime time. So you're right.
Even if you don't catch something. We were at Daytona 500 last week, the 500 concert they had out there. And only did I find out 30 minutes before we were leaving, there's a huge lake in the infield of that thing, and it's stocked with guys are catching 5-pound bass and all kinds of fish in there the whole time.
Oh my, I didn't know that either. Wow.
Man.
Well, you know, I don't know what we're doing a special issue on Country Goes Outdoors, and we've talked to Kix Brooks, and we've talked to Hank Williams Jr., and we've talked to a bunch of people that are performers and artists, but also like to get outside, and whether they like hiking or hunting or fishing, whatever. What do you think it is about the country music family or the country music artist that every one of you guys hunt and fish? Is there something about being from a rural area, or what's that all about?
Absolutely. I think that's what we all have in common. We all come from these little small towns or rural areas where, I don't know. I mean, I guess all my buddies that I meet that are artists or that are songwriters out here are up and coming artists, and that's just how they grew up. And I think that's one of the common threads we all have, you know, together. And you can relate to somebody, and you know that's how a lot of people get to be buddies, man. Man, you start talking hunting, and then next thing you know, you're going to help somebody. They're going to take you fishing, and I think that's part of being a country boy, I reckon.
I guess so.
For the most part.
I've noticed some of the – I've spent a little bit of time in Nashville, and I've noticed on the Cumberland River, there's a couple of little docks and some people that really hit it big, you know, like, I don't know, Tom T. Hall or somebody who had a monster set of hits. They always name their boat after that big hit. You know, you've got Harper Valley PTA boat, or you got Jim Ed Brown's Papa Top. You know, you go, I kind of get why he's done that, but you have to do something with roots. You know, take when this hits number one, go get you a boat. Call it Roots.
I might go get me a kayak from Dick's Sport Goods, and I'll put it on the side of it.
That's good. That's good.
I live across from the Harpers, and they kayak down that all the time. But that's a really cool little river. So yeah, that'll be my first one.
All right, good. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. We've been talking to the lead singer, and he's a man who gets up early and stays up late. He got up early with us today. Matt Thomas, I wish you the best of luck with this record. I know it's going to be great. I feel honored to have had you on today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Art. Appreciate it.
Peace. Absolutely. Thanks. I'm Art Young, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.